The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you missed our interview with Brian Robinson, you can go on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it there. You should have listened to it on the radio, but we're forgiving. It's all good. Use that Odyssey app. Go listen to B-Rob. Very forthcoming.
I can't get over just sort of how he sincerely answers the questions.
He does, yes.
You know, he doesn't just like answer in cliche.
Gives it to you straight from the ticker, EB.
Yeah. He'll tell you every once in a while, I don't know if I can say something about it, where he knows he doesn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, he's incredibly honest and raw. I'm kind of riveted by him, to be honest with you.
Like him a lot. All right, time now for the entertainment page, which is sponsored. Now EB will do the read off of my read sheet.
Well, it's not the top of mind thing I always think of. The entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax. I do love them. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. As for my girl Miriam, she's the new general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They'll treat you like a rock star. I'm telling you, nothing drives like a BMW. Just fact. All right. I don't know what to tell you, but I've been told that the boys behind the glass have been searching Sydney Sweeney's TikTok all day.
Oh, they have.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
No, not Sydney Sweeney.
She's old news.
Yeah, she's old news.
Oh, what's Sydney Thomas?
Oh, a different Sydney.
Sydney Thomas. I'm sorry. That's the girl that was like the ring girl, I think, for the Jake Paul fight.
Yes, that's correct.
And we've determined, we were just discussing this during the break, that she's a natty. She's a natty cakes.
She's a what?
She's a natty.
She's natural.
She's natural.
Oh, okay.
She's naturally endowed.
Okay. Yeah, she's a natty.
You've determined that?
But I'm pretty confident in that.
But they're so perfect that it makes you wonder.
Yeah. That's a good way of saying it, I guess.
Consider Valdez the real true expert here.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, my first glance immediately, I said natty.
I'd say you're a consultant to him. Yeah. He's the guy I really
do agree.
Go to.
Do you agree?
I'm in the wormhole.
And I would agree because a surgeon would have his license revoked if he made him that big on purpose.
It's a good point. A surgeon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's too much.
Yeah. So.
Is it too much?
Yeah. I don't know. But she, and then and Valdez, all of a sudden, he got the creepy voice. He's like, you got to go to her TikTok.
I'm sure I sound like Bane.
No,
he doesn't know
must
who that
go
is.
To
no,
TikTok.
You don't understand. When Valdez gets titillated,
there's a body. They expect a body in the wreckage.
He goes to some weird sex voice.
Don't act like you don't have the same filter on your voice. You definitely get a glint in your
eye.
You have a gleam in your eye.
I might
definitely
have a different voice.
Here's the Pavlovian response for EB.
Okay.
I think. The one word which makes him really perk up.
Yeah.
And his whole face changes.
Hold on, don't say it.
Now he's prepared for it. He's going to do poker face.
Yeah, but if it really just triggers him and he has
no control.
Filter over it.
I know what word you're going to say anyway. But go ahead.
Write it down. Write down.
All right.
I'm going to write it down.
Now
we'll see. We'll see.
It's going to be some version of this.
I think this is the word where EV really gets creepy.
Okay, I want it to be organic. I don't want to look at it.
You think it's the same word? All right.
Go ahead.
swinger.
Oh, I went one step further.
You wrote down C-U-C-K.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get the creepy voice.
Actually, at first was,
I don't know that you get the creepy voice, but anytime there's, and also Nudist Colony, that's gone for years. Yeah. There's certain themes.
Do they even still exist?
See, look at
Nudist Colonies.
I mean, maybe.
Allegedly,
where?
There was one in Davidsonville.
Like Crownsville, I think.
Yeah, Crownsville.
You see it happening?
Yeah. See, now he's perking up.
How funny is that? That I grew up in a town where, like, literally 5 minutes away was an alleged nudist. And by the way, Colonies is stretched. I think it might be like a trailer.
It's like one house.
It's
three
like
people.
One trailer. No, I think it's like, if anybody has been to the Crownsville nudist trailer.
It probably hasn't been around for 30 years.
Hey, can we do a live broadcast?
Drinking show.
I would just love to know. That was something, you know how they always say like, what is it? Like there's like a boogeyman and like you know, like in
the Goat Man.
The Goat Man.
Off of Lotsford Vista Road.
Right.
Everybody
or
knows
there was
that.
Something like the Glendale Hospital like was haunted. Like there are all these like rumors. There was a rumor that there was a nudist colony in Crownsville. And I think colony is a stretch because I think it was literally like trailers.
You know what else you sleep on in Crownsville? The Wren Fest.
I totally
EB?
Sleep on that. Yeah.
Sleep
I Googled
City.
It.
Yeah.
Something comes up here called Pine Tree Associates, America's premier family nudist club.
Family nudist club? That sounds
And it says
so
nudist
dicey.
Club in Annapolis, Maryland.
See, not they're far from
that's
Crownsville.
Crownsville. Close to Crownsville.
They're fancying up their name by saying they're in Annapolis. Yeah.
Hawkins Road.
No. It's the Maryland Health Society Nudist Club in Davidsonville.
Okay.
It's another one.
It's 4.8 stars. Wow.
Man, that's a lot of good reviews. Yeah.
So hold on. There's two?
I guess so.
This is the legit nudist colony in Davidsonville.
Like, doesn't right. one of your brothers live in Davidsonville or pretty close?
Yes, trust me. It's not a nudist colony. It's a nice, normal neighborhood. He's got a nice little yard to it. Yeah. It's got
you
nice...
gave him the hurting pictures.
Let me see.
Yeah, pictures.
They're all doing like nude yoga, water aerobics.
Yeah. Water aerobics.
Yeah. That looks like a lot of people. So do they
feel the freedom?
Is it a club you go to? Like you just like instead of going to Norbeck,
like Norbeck.
You go there and take your clothes off and you just walk around naked and then you have a drink. Then you go home, put your clothes back on, hopefully, and then go home.
I don't know how it works.
I mean, it is fun. Just look at this.
What is it?
There's a cooler blocking the woman, but then you see the guys.
The other guy's cheeks. Yeah, you see the guy's
it's
cheeks.
So bad.
What are people
they
doing?
They offer affordable memberships, Eric.
So you go there instead of going to your Chevy Chase club or whatever, you go to Crownsville.
Yeah.
And take your clothes off and crack open a beer.
Tennis and the swimming pool.
So you're playing tennis.
Hey, who wants to play tennis?
Can you imagine
naked?
Going to Norbeck and playing golf?
Naked.
A lot of people there.
Well, you know what
do they
say
have
about,
nude golf?
They say at Burning Tree you can do whatever you want.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm serious. Do they have like nude golf?
No, there's no nude golf.
If you play nude,
who
naked
can play
tennis?
Nude anything? Who can play nude tennis?
If you play naked tennis, you're definitely wearing shoes, right? And then nothing else. You have to wear shoes when you're playing tennis.
Wouldn't that hurt?
I can't. Where do you put your spare ball when you're serving? Like these are practical questions, right?
That's a good
Drab. Where do you put your spare ball? If
I
you're
guess
serving
you just
naked?
Have to hold it and you have one-handed backhands. You'd be You're a one-handed backhand.
Men hit one-handed backhands.
That's
okay,
true.
I'm not a very.
I've never really
person,
made that observation.
I mean, come on. If you're a guy, stop with the two-handed backhands, please. That goes for pros too.
Yeah.
Please hit with one hand.
Anyway, no one's calling.
Well,
so no one's
no
been there.
There's no nudists or swingers anymore.
How can there be two nudist colonies within like 10
minutes?
I'm begging you to get an honorary membership.
I would never do it.
Yes, you would.
No, when I was younger, I would have done it. When I was younger.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, I would,
All right,
didn't care.
Give us your top story tease.
Well, he just gave us Sydney Thomas.
All right.
Yeah, you know, do a, okay. Everyone go Google her today.
We got to let the EP breathe a little bit.
And you know what? Everyone wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday? Nice.
I'll do a tease. There's a famous, very famous, like TV guy. It passed away. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see that. All right, we'll give you who that is next on EB's Entertainment page.